I'm Steve Potter, and still to come on Cityscape, Nancy Fowler reports on the Pulitzer Foundation's Reset program. It's an effort to reach out to a new audience with nail art tonight and a drag show tomorrow at the Pulitzer. Interesting concept. We'll find out more about that. Greg Warren grew up in St. Louis. He began his comedy career while a student at Mizzou. He went on to Comedy Central, Last Comic Standing, and about a million and a half other things. He's in St. Louis appearing at the Westport Plaza Funny Bone. He was on this show a few years ago, and we welcome him back now. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Hey, Steve. Good to see you again.
You're here with a new album.
I released an album this fall, actually, called Running Out of Time is the name of it.
Yeah. And I know that you're in your 40s now. I'm not sure how far.
Right in the middle, 45, yeah.
Does that have anything to do with the name of the album?
Absolutely, yeah. 45, I've realized that is an age where if you wanted to do something in life, you had better have started a while ago.
Tell me that ain't true, because
we've done a lot of things, Steve.
I guess, but I'm not in my 40s anymore. So yeah, if you're running out of time, I'm concerned.
I don't mean I'm dying. I did the math on some big activities. If I want to have a family, I need to meet a girl, date her, marry her, and get her pregnant. I think by Tuesday is when I, yeah, right around there. That was sort of the beginning of that
so
album.
So are you not there? Are you not a family guy yet?
No, I'm not.
Is
no.
that on your, is it a serious consideration?
I don't know, which maybe means no. I think about it. I do. I think about it.
Greg, you're running out of time.
I know I am, Steve. Thank you. Yeah. I go back and forth. Sometimes people are like, Greg, you know, you're 45. Don't you want to have a family someday? And I'm like, you know, you got to understand, I come from a family, so, you know, no. I mean, I'm familiar with that organization. And then other times I'm like, well, when I see some sort of sappy movie, I really, you know, or like, you know, cute kids at the mall or something like
right.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking to Pat Hazel, and, you know, his show is all about being a baby boomer.
Yeah.
You're not quite a baby boomer, I guess, but you can relate to some of that.
Absolutely. I was really enjoying the interview. I was sitting in the green room.
And I thought all comedians would know one another, but you guys had never met, had you?
We'd never, we never met, but I'm familiar with who he is. I know a lot about him. Yeah.
Well, last time you were here, we talked about your growing up. You grew up in St. Louis.
I did.
I hate to ask you that high school question.
Yeah. We talked about that, Kirkwood. Yeah. Very proud of it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And your act was built for a long time. Maybe still is a little bit on your experience in high school because you had an interesting range of interests.
Yeah.
Most people are usually one or the other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you were both.
I was, yeah. I would say I was like 15 different things, but yeah.
I'm talking about a high school wrestler and a band geek at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, band geek is a very harsh term, Steve.
And, well, I read that off your webpage.
Yeah, I do, and I think I fit that harsh term, actually. In all ways, I think I lived up to it. It was a very rich experience.
Because I imagine the student athlete parties and the band geek parties were two very different animals back in the day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And didn't you have wrestler friends kind of teasing you about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Band?
My friend Huey Baker was one of those guys that would just get a hold of something and never let you forget it. You know. Look at Greg, man. Greg played a flute. Like, no, it's a clarinet, Huey. It's a flute, Greg. You a flute man. Look at little flute man, Greg. Flute your flute, Greg. Little flute man, Greg. Like, we'd be on the bus going to a match. He'd be real quiet, and all of a sudden you hear, hop, two, three, four. What the hell are we fighting for? Flute man. You know, it's embarrassing when you're out there wrestling and you hear, hit him with your flute, Greg. Yeah, you know, that was a big part of my act was my upbringing in St. Louis.
Did it work the other way around though? Did the band people give you a hard time?
Yeah, but they were the band guys. You didn't really
so
have
it didn't
to
matter.
Take it.
Yeah.
Shut up, Larry. I'll hit you over the head. Yeah, it really didn't matter quite as much. They weren't quite as threatening. Yeah,
we're talking with Greg Warren, who's going to be appearing. Was it, I guess last night, then tonight, and tomorrow night.
Yeah, and Sunday actually.
And Sunday at the Westport Funny Bone. I saw a video just yesterday. I think it might be off the new thing you've done. Anyway, it was really funny.
Oh, thank you.
You'll have to explain this. It was a guy checking into a hotel.
Oh,
and then you play all these different characters.
Oh, yeah. We shot that in St. Louis, actually. Yeah,
no
that,
kidding.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, it was a good time. It's it came from a silly bit. I spent my life on the road for the last, 10 or 15 years. And, all those commercials, like you can stay at a 4-star hotel for the same price as a 1-star hotel. Here's the problem with that. You're going to have 1-star people at 4-star hotels, and there's nothing 1-star people like better than the hotel pool. It's like they've never seen water before. They're splashing each other, doing cannonballs. There's a basset hound in the pool.
And listen, I was talking about this drag show at the Pulitzer. We're going to be talking about later. And I'm not mistaken. Did not I see you in that incarnation?
I was in drag.
And it wasn't pretty.
I take a little offense to that. I thought I was a very attractive woman. Absolutely not. I didn't make a very good-looking woman.
But it's funny. You play all these different characters. So this guy's checking into a hotel, and he looks like, a very upstanding businessman.
It's funny that we shot that in my – I needed like sort of a good-looking businessman to set himself apart from all the rest of the characters, which is comics, just St. Louis comics. So I finally I called my friend Troy, who lives in Des Moines, is not an actor, but he can act, and he's a good-looking guy, and he's a business guy. And he's got a family, and I was like, hey, man, I'm out of options. I don't think you could probably do this because your kids. He goes, hey, you know what? Tracy took the kids and went to Florida. I'll be there in 5 hours.
Where'd you shoot it?
We shot it at a hotel. I think it's the Days Inn now near Westport Plaza. Uh-huh. There's a local director named Jay Kanzler. Jay's a lawyer in town.
I've heard of him, yeah.
And he's directed a couple of feature films. He's very good. And Jay also has a lot of resources. Like, I didn't want to shoot it because I was like, it's going to cost thousands of dollars to get a hotel to let us do it. Jay got us that hotel for free. And you'd think Days Inn doesn't look like a 4-star hotel, but it's kind of a nice Days Inn, and with the right lighting and the right camera work, it looked pretty close.
So he's checking in, and all of a sudden he's interrupted by one of your characters who kind of pushes his way through, and he's complaining about stuff.
I was barefoot, I believe. I had dirt on my feet. That was Jay's touch.
I remember one line somewhere, and there's, ain't nothing wrong with my teeth.
Oh, yeah. I think the line was, incidentals. There ain't nothing wrong with my teeth or something like that. Yeah. And thank you for watching that.
And it goes through the whole thing, and you're, I don't know how many different characters you are. And can I describe them this way? What would be a tasteful way to put it? White trash?
Yeah. Well, 1-star is sort of the euphemism that I came up with. 1-star people is the name. And I actually wrote a song. It's sort of a music video. And my friend Henry Phillips, who's an accomplished musician and artist, we wrote a song together called 1-star people. I can't sing it very well, but I got Henry to sing it for me.
So how'd last night go?
Last night was great.
Do you see a lot of people, people you knew from your past? Do they come out of the woodwork?
Yeah, it's kind of awesome.
Do they heckle you or?
No. Well, sometimes they do. It's like people that I know. I'm like, what are you doing?
Does the flute guy come and bother you?
Huey has not shown up. I really thought maybe we would with this show we'd flush him out, but unfortunately Huey moved to Kentucky. When we were sophomores in high school, and it broke my dad's heart because my father was the wrestling coach at Kirkwood, and Huey was a really good wrestler, and he's gone. Like, we really wish we could find him. My father.
See,
really,
with you, I never know when you're kidding.
I'm serious.
Oh, okay.
Like, no, he was a really good wrestler. Now, I wish my father really wishes he could have found him several years ago because he was really good. Last night was fun. I moved to New York since I've seen you.
Really?
Yeah, which is it especially nice to come home to St. Louis. Yeah.
Whereabouts?
I live in the Lower East Side, just sort of like right above Chinatown and right next to Soho.
Funny enough for you there?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of characters, Steve. I here's an example. I was walking on the sidewalk the other day, just walking, and I passed this guy, and he said, yo, brother, you want to buy some steaks? No. And I got to wonder what the success rate of that sales pitch is. Like, that would have to be a very specific situation. A guy would have to be like, you know what? I'm in the market for some steaks, but I don't want to go the traditional route. I'm just going to start walking, see if anybody offers me some steaks. And if they don't, I was not meant to have steak.
That's onto the
story. Yeah. So, yeah, very rich with comedy opportunities.
Greg Warren is appearing. It'll be tonight, tomorrow night, and you said Sunday afternoon?
Sunday evening. Yeah.
All at the Funny Bone. That's the one in Westport Plaza. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. and we hope people will come out and see you there. Just a few seconds left. Greg, I know you're also working on some other videos, some short films. Anything you want to tease?
At gregwarrencomedy.com, I've actually, Jay Kanzler and I shot a couple of more. One was based on an assistant high school football coach, the guy that, you know, has been at the school for about 50 years but knows nothing about football. So that was pretty fun.
Breaking new ground there.
Yeah.
Greg Warren, thank you so much. See you at the Funny Bone.
Great to see you, Steve.